5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. If Ryan and KC knew what they were doing, they would immediately come up with a beer called Suck Out the Poison.
I think that's a great marketing plan.
We get two glasses of Suck Out the Poison.
I wouldn't order that one, Hawk. I'm not going to lie.
I just sent you guys the clip. So thank you to a friend and listener who sent it to me on YouTube. There's a lot of movies that have, you know, the joke about sucking out the poison, but this was the one I was thinking of. It's from the movie Bananas with Woody Allen.
Cream.
But it's the movie Bananas, and it's Suck Out the Poison. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Tonight, starting at 6:30, it's Magic the Gathering Casual Commander Night. And if you are into Magic the Gathering, and I am not, but if you are, I saw the pictures from Funky Buddha the last time they did this. That is the place to be. Like, if you are into Magic the Gathering, that is the place to be. That place was packed the last time they did it. So that's tonight, starting at 6:30. You can go to funkybuddha.com. You can follow Funky Buddha Brew on Instagram. Get all the info there. Then what do they have? The beer pairing dinner is when? The 25th, I think? Yeah, July 25th. So one week from tomorrow, they've got their summer beer pairing dinner. And, you know, I goof about Chef Jeff, but when he gets a chance to flex like this, he goes all out.
He can cook.
Yeah, like you're not going to be disappointed. Like, you get the great Funky Buddha beer and stuff, but Chef Jeff can really throw it down in the kitchen. And when it's a beer pairing dinner, any kind of special dinner or whatever, he throws it down.
Yeah. As a people, if you haven't been to Funky Buddha, they're not hiring no high schoolers to come fry some wings up.
Right.
They have a crew back there that's making delicious food.
So they got the summer beer pairing menu dinner a week from tomorrow, Friday, July 25th. You can get tickets at funkybuddha.com. You got to reserve your spot in advance because it'll sell out, but go to funkybuddha.com. Or follow Funky Buddha on social media, and you'll get all the Funky Buddha info that you need. Let's get headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. We'll read you one quote. Joe Shad had tweeted out, because we talked about the Dolphins and Tua and the backup quarterback situation, Manti Te'o on NFL Network. Mm-hmm. He said, Joe Shad tweeted it out. The quote was, "It's kind of hard to talk about the Dolphins as a playoff team because you just don't know how the season is going to play out as far as Tua's health. People tend to forget in 2023, he led the league in passing yards. If Tua can stay on the field, the Miami Dolphins offense gets very, very scary."
Mm-hmm.
And people do forget that because we have short-term memories when it comes to sports. If Tyreek is healthy and feeling good and he's not dinged up like he was last season, and Tua gets a modicum of protection and he stays healthy, gets the ball out quick, look out for that offense. They will put up points.
100%. And I'm the guy always arguing that Tua is a top 10 quarterback, hands down, in this league. Yeah. But when you talk about those top 10 guys, there's nobody else you say if he's healthy. Maybe Joe Burrow, because Joe Burrow's had a lot of injuries. But the Allens, the Lamar Jacksons, even the way he plays, the Patrick Mahomes, the Jalen Hurts, the Jaden Daniels, nobody else has that clause in his conversation of when he's healthy. And that's the thing that scares me and seems like scares Manti Te'o and other people.
Headlines for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
Couple more NFL notes, just like random stuff that I saw today. Jalen Wright, Dolphins running back, was on the Kay Adams show, the Up and Adams show this morning. That was pretty cool. And I also saw Anthony Richardson is... They're reporting it's going to be healthy for Colts training camp.
All right.
We kind of discussed whether
Shane Steichen play him.
Yeah. Daniel Dimes. And I saw David Fiorenis. He was out at the Robbie Chosen, like he was doing like a charity camp. And Robbie Chosen, according to Fiorenis, just throwing it out there, Chosen Anderson, Robbie Chosen, has stayed in great shape. And he noted he has remained in communication with the Miami Dolphins.
All right.
Just throwing it out there.
I have his number.
Well, someone should call him. I mean, I read that and I go, okay, you know, they're being polite to a friend of theirs. Because did you see that the Heat were at the open tryout for
Victor Oladipo?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yeah, they're not taking Victor Oladipo back. Like that's
no.
They're being polite. They're RSVPing to something, and they went because they had to.
Apparently, looked good in that tryout, Hawk. I'm just saying.
He's excellent. He can't stay healthy. Yeah. I love Victor Oladipo. They were so lucky to get him, and he just twice. Like I feel terrible for the guy. He was a great acquisition.
Amazing player. Before that knee injury, he could play ball. They just all call him Victor Tuadipo.
I like that.
I was reading Twitter. Release the Epstein list on the Jumbotron at a Coldplay concert.
That story is really taken a life of its own.
It's wild.
Man. I know it really is funny. I mean, you know, they didn't do anything illegal, and it's just a.
I feel terrible for them. I feel terrible for the family, like the spouses finding out. Yeah. I feel terrible for the kids or whatever. It's not anything that doesn't get done a million times all day long, but also. If you're going to play with fire, you're going to get burned sometimes. That's just the reality of our world.
But it's really eye-opening at how our world has changed, where truthfully nothing is private anymore. I mean, nothing.
Well, I mean, that's private. Not really a private moment. They're at a concert. So if you're in public, it's not private. I would feel worse if someone surreptitiously took video of them in a hotel room. That was meant to be a private moment. These guys were, you know, the two people were out in public at a concert. Now, I don't want to say, like, I'm not speaking from experience, but I can tell you this. If you act guilty, people will see that a mile away.
Yeah.
All they had to do was stand there. Give a couple peace signs. This is what I would have done. Not saying it comes from experience. Here's what I'd have done. My arms around her. Camera comes on me. I see that this could get ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Peace sign. Oh, I'm dancing and my back's to the camera.
Yeah, when you fold up and jump into the floor.
Fold up and jump into the floor. I mean, you are alerting everyone. I just got busted. If you act like you got busted. You're going to be found out. If you act like there's nothing going on, no one will give it a second thought.
Yeah.
But in the moment, you don't. Like, you would never imagine.
No, you got to keep your wits about you. That is the exact moment that you keep your wits about you. That's the exact moment. Not speaking from experience.
I'd say not speaking from experience, but yeah, that's too way too comfortable. Laid up, hugged up in front of everybody. Like, yeah, just too comfortable. That's been going on for a long time. I have no insight on this. That's been going on for a long time.
But here's the thing. I'm not excusing the behavior or whatever, and I'm not saying you guys are wrong. I'm with you. Camera comes on to you. That's a giveaway sign that what you guys are doing should not be happening. I'm with you. But in that moment, you could never imagine on the scale that this has blown up. Like, those people are just two private individuals, and because of some stupid Twitter video, they're the most talked about couple, and then the HR lady who got promoted a week ago who's standing next to them, those three are the most talked about people in the country now for the next week.
Nope.
For the next week, everybody they know are friends with or has the same last name have millions of people viewing their pages
their
now.
Right. And I know the guy, the CEO, his wife took her last name off her Facebook account. I saw that. She went back to her maiden name. Like it wrecked families. But again, play with fire, you're going to get burned. But if you act like you're a burn victim, you're just feeding the flames, man. Try to be cool. At least, I mean, honestly, that there's that famous Dennis Rodman story where Carmen Electra, who he was married to at the time, walks in on Dennis Rodman in bed with a woman. And he says she fell through the ceiling. She lives in the floor above us. Got to keep your wits about you. If you act like you're guilty, you're going to be guilty. Come up with plausible deniability. She fell through the ceiling.
Have you seen Norbit?
Great movie. Great movie.
Yeah, well, Rasputia gets caught in the bed, both of them naked, with her, the instructor who's Marlon Wayans. He stands up and said they're just doing an intense yoga session.
Come up with anything. Don't just slink off. You are putting a spotlight on yourself. I was told there are venues, including some in South Florida, where in the high profile areas, this happened once, and there is now an embargo on showing videos, say, from exclusive club areas in South Florida sports.
I don't know who Kodak Black was at that, you know, was with at that Florida Panthers game, but I don't, you
may
know.
May not
I don't
have
know
been his lady.
You know, it couldn't have been. That might not have been his girlfriend, Hulk.
But you go out to, honestly, you go to a public event.
Bingo.
It's a public event. I'm telling you. You want to go to a private hotel somewhere in, I don't know, Fort Pierce, maybe just off the B-line. I'm just saying.
What's that hotel right by Dolphin Stadium?
Yes. Do you want to go to the sports hotel? No one's looking for you.
I think it's called Stadium Hotel.
Stadium Hotel. No go, one, Jimmy. No one. Yeah, you can do anything you want in there.
Too comfortable.
And then Chris Martin calling them out in the video is.
Because it was obvious. I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Enough with the kiss cams, though, in general. Like that Coldplay, that's what you're doing. Oh, your music's so good. Let's go around showing the audience enjoying this. Like the kiss cam at Heat games and at NFL games. Like it's so lame in general. It's just lame.
But the fan excitement is something that people want to see, and people love it. You even see in that video the people that are in front of the adulterists, the infidelity people, they're all putting their hands up, getting excited. People love that crap.
Somebody tweets out, I found out my wife was cheating on me at a Red Hot Chili Peppers concert, and I don't ever want to feel like I did that day. A funny tweet. All right, anything else in the headlines? That's a funny tweet.
Inter Miami got shellacked last night, 3-0. Is that the proper way to use that, or they were at the wrong end of a shellacking?
Yes, so was the HR lady. He was gonna get shellacked. Boy, talk about a mood killer. Tell you what, Mabel. Take it a Coldplay concert, and we'll head back to the, you know, he's got an apartment somewhere. We'll head back to the apartment. Oh, my God. Ride in silence. You drop her off the bus stop.
Doesn't he just leave at that point? Like, no, we can't be seen together again.
Immediately jet off to Ethiopia, check into a Hilton, turn off your phone.
Yeah. You know what? He should have played dead. Or act real drunk like he didn't know she was standing in front of him. Just like put his head down, close his eyes like he's sleeping.
Things. Like, yeah. He literally just wrote, "I'm cheating on my wife" on his forehead. Like,
but what happened to the days where you just go on a little dalliance at the Coldplay concert?
They're over. You said it, man, with these phones. Bro, I promise you, if the media was the way it is when I was at University of Florida, it would be curtains for me.
Yeah.
This show wouldn't be named, had my name on it. It would be curtains for me.
Just wanting to work dalliance back into the show. Hawk used it in the first like 2 minutes of the shows.
You immediately, in that situation, that guy, you got to start the Heimlich maneuver. And you just whisper in her ear. You go, pretend like you're choking. Pretend like you're choking. And all of a sudden, you go from being a goat to a hero. CEO saves HR head at Coldplay concert. She was choking on a mozzarella stick. Like, he froze up. Listen, yeah. She found out something. That's not the guy you want to be with.
Yeah, yeah. Or maybe just suplex her. Say y'all got in a fight. Yeah.
I was doing the thing. What's the RKO, TKO? Do that thing.
Your weather? 88 degrees, hot, humid, sticky. Back to you guys.
And that's going to do it for us on this Thursday night. There's some breaking news. Shams Charania has tweeted out, Dame Lillard back to the Blazers. So Dame Lillard, 3-year, $42 million contract to return to Portland. Deal is expected to include a player option in 2027-28 and a no-trade clause. As Shams tweets, a storybook reunion for the 35-year-old. You know, I saw it, and a friend of mine is a Blazers fan. I texted it to him, and I said, you know what? It feels right. It does. To me, that feels right. Like, Dame Lillard tried to get to Miami, wanted to play in Miami. He never wanted to be in Milwaukee, and I'm not suggesting that it's all roses because he's got deep vein thrombosis and a torn Achilles or whatever happened. But he ends up back in Portland, which I think, if I remember correctly, the story, he ended up wanting to stay there even when he was about to be traded ostensibly to Miami. So it feels right, Dame Lillard in a Blazers. Yes.
Kids go to school there. He made that home. And if he comes back in 2 years, that's $14 million a year. So they get him for $28 million for that year. That's
bargain.
Chump change compared to what these guys are making.
So Dame Lillard going back to the Blazers, and we can forever put a lid on Dame Lillard to the Heat and Bradley Beal to the Heat.
I'm not giving up on Beal.
Everybody move on with their lives. I talk about Atlantic Men's Clinic on this show all the time. I've mentioned I'm a believer in summer's here. You got vacation and barbecues, long nights. This is the season to feel alive. But if your energy is low or your drive is off, you could be suffering from low testosterone. So you got to get treated. Atlantic Men's Clinic, they're the experts in treating low testosterone and other men's sexual health conditions. Low T can cause a lot of problems. Low sex drive, bad sleep patterns, unproductive workouts, decreased energy, brain fog. You should feel your best during summer, rested and sharp and full of energy. But if you feel like you're missing a gear lately, low testosterone might be to blame. So you could start by going to AtlanticMensClinic.com. Taking the low T quiz right there on the website, then schedule a consultation. And when you're there, they do your lab work right there. They have your results within 30 minutes. A Florida licensed medical provider will review your results with you and discuss your options. And you're often running from there. Atlantic Men's Clinic, they've got 7 locations in South Florida, including their new office in Hollywood. Call them today, 877-455-7300. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. That'll do it for us on this Thursday. Dan Day is coming up next. Everybody have a great and safe Thursday night. We will speak with you mañana.
Doc, do I have Zika?